Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, how you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. A woman, an innocent 40-year-old woman, a very intelligent woman, was just waiting for a train Saturday morning in the Times Square subway station. Her name, Michelle Goh. She happened to be an MBA graduate of NYU's very prestigious Stern School of Business. She also had a very good job at Deloitte. She worked in strategy and operations, mergers and acquisitions. I say had and say she worked, as in past tense, because Michelle Goh is now dead. Why? She was pushed in front of an oncoming train by a homeless man at about 9:40 in the morning on Saturday. So how does New York City's new mayor, Eric Adams, respond to this tragedy? He says that subways are safe, and it's just a perception of fear saying that they're not. A perception of fear. Are you kidding me, you idiot? So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. I have heard of dumb, imbecilic, insensitive remarks before, but what Adams said yesterday is beyond words. It's beyond belief, but it is reality. He said it. There's no perception on this. This is reality. A woman was pushed to her death. A gruesome, I don't know if there's a good way to die. I guess maybe in your sleep, but I can't imagine a more gruesome way to die than being pushed. The horror of being pushed into an oncoming train by a homeless man with a criminal record. That's what happened. So Michelle Goh, a life has been squashed, gone. We have seen time and time and time again the horror that exists in the New York City subway system. And you're talking to a guy who was always a fan of the subway system. I grew up in it. I traveled in it. My father, let him rest in peace, worked in it. He was an MTA worker in the subway system. A track worker. I used to travel. I can remember traveling as a kid, 9 years old, getting on the 36 Surf Avenue bus in Brooklyn, taking it to the Sheepshead Bay station, getting on the train. From there, traveling to I think it was Times Square or 14th Street. I switched trains. And then I would go up to Yankee Stadium to meet my father for a night ball game. I was 9. And you know what? It was perfectly normal to see kids my age traveling by themselves. I went to high school every day taking a bus and a subway for 4 years. Morning, noon, night, I was on a subway. Oh, was there ever an incident on a subway? Yeah, but we were always safe. You talk to people now traveling on a subway, for lack of a better term, they're scared shitless. And for good reason. The homeless live on the subway. There's a lot of mental illness among these homeless people. They need to be taken care of. But the people traveling on the subways need to be taken care of too. These homeless people need to be taken off the subways and put in shelters. Adam's previous moron mayor, de Blasio, and his full of crap wife, what she has got, she had like a $1.25 billion supposedly going into the Thrive Initiative to help mental illness. Nobody can find the help for the mental illness, nor can they find the $1.25 billion. But that bum is out. Now we got to listen to Adams. And I listen, I've had Eric Adams on my podcast. When I was filling in at WABC Radio, I had him come into the station. I had him on the phone. I was the first one to bring him in. I was a fan of his. And when he was elected, even though he defeated my friend Curtis Sliwa, I said, we got to get behind the guy because it's got to be better than it was. But in the aftermath of a woman, an innocent, bright, intelligent, beautiful person killed, a gruesome death, pushed to a death, not only does this idiot say that calling it unsafe is just, the subway's unsafe is just a perception of fear, but how callous, how insensitive could it be for you to make that remark after what just happened this past Saturday? Please explain that one to me, because I cannot understand it. It is not just the subway system. It is New York City. It's gone to the shithouse. You had a young girl, 19 years old, working in a Burger King in Harlem. Was it last week? And a guy walks in, beat somebody with his gun, pistol whip somebody with his gun, demands cash, the girl gives her cash, and he shoots and kills her. And then we have a Manhattan DA. I guess I'm conflating things now, but it's all part of it. Then we have a new Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, saying he wants to go lighter on crimes. He doesn't want like armed robbery, you know. No, that should be whittled down to misdemeanors. Wants to go light on people. And it's no bail reform and all that. It's all part of the problem. But Eric Adams says it's a perception of fear. I mean, when this happened, you know, I'm looking in yesterday's New York Post. Apparently there were, this is according to the Post, 27 reported subway shoving incidents in 2021. Now, this is 2022. But Eric Adams says it's a perception of fear. And they list a bunch of things. Just some of them. January 19th, 2021, a 33-year-old woman pushed into a moving train at the Lexington Avenue 59th Street station, fell back onto the platform. A mugger in November 2021 pushed an Asian woman onto the tracks, Times Square. She was rescued by a Good Samaritan. A month later, December 11th, talking last month, a 45-year-old man suffered a fractured spine shoved onto the tracks by a stranger at the Atlantic Avenue station in Brooklyn. Let's go back one. July 20th. A man fell between an oncoming train and a platform while he was trying to break up a fight. He died. Another man on January 3rd, 2018, died of a heart attack after he was punched by a ranting teenager and landed on the tracks at the J Street Metro Tech station in Brooklyn. That's just to name a few. And this Putz is saying it's safe. in light of a woman just pushed to her death? Just pushed to her death by a guy with a criminal record, at least three arrests, going back, I think it was to 1998. He was busted for robbery, with the latest one coming in 2019. He had criminal possession of a controlled substance. He happened to serve 2 years in state prison for attempted robbery, was released in August 2021. Now, listen, mental illness is a problem. I know that. And these people need to be helped. But they also need to be helped for two reasons. To help them, to get them off the streets, into shelters, and quite frankly, more importantly, to help the innocent citizens walking the streets, traveling the subways. You talk to anybody who travels the subway and they're scared shitless. I spoke to a cleaning woman who cleans at Channel 5. I see her every week during the football season. We become friendly. And she told me she's retiring. Why is she retiring? Because she likes working. Because, Russ, I'm afraid to travel. I'm afraid to travel. I see it all the time. And, you know, and she's a woman. Listen, she probably gets off at 11 o'clock at night, so she travels. You know, she's traveling at night. Anybody who tells you they feel safe, everything's honky-dory, traveling the subway is full of shit. So therefore, Eric Adams is full of shit. Either he's nuts, or he's a liar, or he's both. But to say it's a perception of fear is just, it's both nuts and it's a lie. How could you possibly say that? I mean, think about it. If I had kids, you know, my daughters, they're married, they have children, they live in Jersey. They were raised as city kids, and they lived in Manhattan. They lived in Manhattan with their boyfriends, who subsequently became their husbands. If they were living in Manhattan now, I'd be a nervous wreck day and night. Day and night, I would be a nervous wreck. If they would have to travel to their place of business, their work, I'd be nuts. And you have a mayor. I don't know which is worse. Just out of stupidity to say that it's a perception of fear that the subway's not safe, or the insensitivity of it in the aftermath of a woman, an innocent woman, pushed to a gruesome death. I can't imagine anything more insensitive than that. It's mind-boggling to me. What were you thinking about, you numbskull? Really, what were you thinking about? You hold, that's another thing. They hold these press conferences and they give you this sad face every time, whether it, you know, somebody, you know, it's any tragedy happens, but they give you the sad face. And now I'm beginning to wonder if the sadness is sincere or it's bullshit. 'Cause Eric Adams saying that it's a perception of fear, that's not reality. Reality is the subways are probably one of the most dangerous places in the city. This didn't happen at night. This didn't happen at midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock. It happened at 9:40 on a Saturday morning. How the fuck can Mayor Adams, Eric Adams, say that it's a perception of fear that the subways are not safe? I am so angry, and you can hear it. in my voice. Because I'm telling you, the subway system has been was a part of my life growing up. My father worked for the MTA. He was a track worker. I'll even tell you a personal story. He was working on the tracks. They were putting up lights in the dark, and he slipped and couldn't see where he was and had to holler for help. And when they came to him and they pulled him away ever so carefully, why? Because his foot was about 1 inch from the third rail. I know all about, I grew up in the subway system. As I told you earlier, I lived it, I traveled it. It was part of my everyday life. We didn't have a car. So the subway was our lifeblood to go places. I traveled it going to school. My parents traveled it going to work, both my mother and my father. We traveled it going on dates, and we were safe. Don't tell me you're safe now, because that shit doesn't exist. This is all part of the problem that is going on in New York City. And then you have the bail reform. You have this idiot Alvin Bragg, this new Manhattan DA who wants to lessen the extent of crimes. No, no, he wants felonies brought down to misdemeanors. Armed robbery? No. It should be a misdemeanor. You get out tomorrow. And with the whole thing is nuts. But again, I guess I'm conflating. The issue I'm talking about today is a woman pushed to her death, and he comes out the day after to say it's a perception of fear that the subways are not safe. Shame on you, Eric Adams. Shame on you. Do you have a conscience? And I said, even though I wasn't voting for him, well, I wasn't voting in the city anyway, because I live in Jersey, but my friend, he ran against my friend Curtis Sliwa. Curtis didn't win. I didn't expect Curtis to win. So, okay, Eric Adams, everybody, we got to get by. I want Eric Adams to succeed. But I don't know how he could possibly succeed if he's going to look the public in the eye and say shit like that. Because the reality is what he said yesterday, that it's just a perception of fear that the subways aren't safe. He's lying. Lying through his teeth in his fancy ass suits. He is lying. The New York City subways are an abomination. To call it safe is a bold-faced lie. Do you want to be called a liar, Eric Adams? Do you want to be called nuts? Because right now, I think you're both. The reality is you lied to the public. You need to get on it fast. You need to make the subway system safe. You need to clean the homeless out of the subway system. You got to make sure people aren't pushed to their deaths, or they got to be afraid to walk near a platform. I remember I used to stand next, you know, you want to be the first one into the car. Now you don't want to even stand. It's crazy. But he's telling me, Eric Adams is telling me and you, the public, that it's just a perception of fear that the subways are not safe. What a crock of shit that is. Shame on you. Shame on you, Eric Adams. And that's that. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can always do that on Twitter at Russ Salzberg, on Facebook. You can also always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Now I got to thank my home here at Bleav.com, because I've said it several times, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I got to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have a great week, everybody. And please, especially if you're traveling in the New York City subway system. Don't believe Mayor Eric Adams. Make sure you be careful and stay safe.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.